The neighborhood is Kenwood, a South Side oasis of pricey homes attractive to the University of Chicago professors who like to live close to work. The property would be a nice step up for the Obama family. The problem was that the doctor who owned the property wanted to sell the vacant lot and the house at the same time, even though the two properties were separately listed. Also, while the sellers wanted to find a buyer as quickly as possible, they did not want to close the deal until June 2005. The list price just for the home was $1.95 million, outside the reach of the Obama family, even with Obama's reissued autobiography, Dreams from My Father, hitting bestseller lists. His U.S. Senate salary of $157,082 and Michelle's 2005 income of $317,000 at the University of Chicago Hospitals. Resgo came up with a solution. His wife, Rita, bought the vacant lot at full price, permitting Obama and Michelle to negotiate buying the house for $1.65 million, a discount of $300,000 from the asking price. Resgo's wife closed on the vacant lot the same day the Obamas closed on the house. She paid $625,000 for the lot, the full asking price. Both actions would be clear violations of Senate ethics rules barring the granting or asking of favors, wrote John Fund in the Wall Street Journal. The Boston Globe reported that Obama had asked for Resco's advice in negotiating the deal. After all, Resco was supposedly experienced with real estate, having negotiated so many low-income housing deals in Chicago. And Obama toured the house with Resco before making an offer. Had Rita Resco not been willing to buy the vacant lot in June, the deal was off. The Globe reported that 1 month after the house sale, Obama gave the son of a Resco associate an internship in his Senate office in Washington.